This podcast is a recording of Establishing the Procedure for the Actor's Toolbox. It is not intended to be played for students. The goal is for you to establish the procedure with your class, where you can observe and monitor student behavior and adjust your instruction accordingly. This year, we're going to become actors. Actors to learn about other subjects, and actors to learn about acting. In order to do this, we need to have an actor's workout. Actors don't work out these muscles, the muscles on our arms. Actors don't work out these muscles, the muscles on our legs. Actors work out these muscles, the muscles in our brain. To begin our workout, we need to know what an actor's job is. Actors pretend to be someone or something else. In order to do that, they use some tools, not tools like hammers and saws. Actors use tools like costumes and makeup and scripts. Those are the words they say. They also hold things in their hands called props. Actors can also use the setting around them, and even other actors. When we look in our actor's toolbox this year, we won't always find all of those tools, but we will find five tools that you bring to school with you every day. The first is your body. The second is your voice. The third is your imagination. The other two tools are skills. A skill is something you can get better at doing. The first skill is concentration. The second skill is cooperation. So we have five tools: body, voice, imagination, concentration, and cooperation. I need you to remember all five tools. I'll show you an easy way to do that. We put them inside our bodies just like this. Watch me first, and then you get to try. We'll begin by standing up and bending over to touch our toes, imagining our fingers are in the basement of a building, in an elevator. The elevator goes up. This reminds us that actors use their bodies. The elevator stops at this floor, right at our neck, reminding us that actors use their voices. So we take a deep breath, hold it, and make a small sound with your voice when you let it out. Ha. The elevator keeps moving up and stops at the next floor, right here at our mind. This reminds us that actors use their imaginations. So we'll close our eyes, and without talking or moving, we'll take a quick field trip anywhere in the universe we want to go. I'm going to the moon. I'll be right back. I come back by opening my eyes. I keep moving up the elevator right out of the building. I'm looking straight ahead of me. I'm not talking to my neighbors, laughing, smiling, or talking. I'm showing that I can concentrate. Then I bring my hands down. They'll land on the shoulder or back of the people beside me, showing that I can cooperate. The whole thing looks like this. Demonstrate the actor's toolbox silently for the students. Now you are ready to try. So stand up right where you are, and now bend all the way back over and put your fingers in the basement of that building in an elevator, and the elevator goes up. This reminds us that actors use their right bodies. Stop here at your throat. This reminds us actors use their voices. Yes, you were listening. Keep moving up. Short trips. Stop right here at your mind. Actors use their, yes, imagination. So close your eyes. Without talking or moving, you get to go anywhere you want. Back home, grandma's house, another state, another planet, another time. Come back by opening your eyes. Keep moving up the elevator and look straight ahead. Show me that you can concentrate. And now your arms come down, landing on the shoulder or back of the people beside you to show that you can, yes, cooperate. Great job. Put your arms down. And let's try it again. This time, I won't talk and you won't talk. I'll just put some music on and we'll move our bodies this way. Even though you're not talking with your voice, you're still saying a lot to me. It's like you're speaking in sign language, and here's what you're really saying. Watch me again, so you agree. When you do this, you're really saying, Mr. Lane, today I agree to control my body. Right. And when you get to your throat, you're really saying, Mr. Lane, today I agree to control my voice. And today I will control my imagination and concentrate and cooperate. Yes, it's like an agreement you're making, a contract you're signing, except we don't have paper and pens. We just have your body. I'll know you're making the agreement because you do this. I'll know you're not making the agreement because while everybody else is, you are busy dancing around, hanging on your neighbors, or just standing there, not doing anything. That's your way of saying, Mr. Lane, today's a day I'm choosing not to control my body. I'll know you're not making the agreement because while everybody else is, you are busy whispering and laughing with your neighbor. That's your way of saying, Mr. Lane, today's a day I'm choosing not to control my voice. I'll know you're not making the agreement because while everybody else is, and their arms are down on the shoulder or back of the people beside them, you are busy making faces or just putting one finger on their shoulder or not touching them at all. That's your way of saying, Mr. Lane, today's a day I'm choosing not to cooperate. If you say those things to me with your body, I'll listen. And I'll ask you to sit over here in a chair, and you can watch what the rest of us who were strong enough to bring all five tools to class do with them until you do feel strong enough to bring that missing tool or tools back to our team. So I'll put the music on, we'll sign the contract, and then we'll do something different. As the students participate in the actor's toolbox, as the music plays, you are assessing behavior, and you are looking for concerning behaviors, such as laughing, smiling, talking, sighing, eye rolling, and students not touching shoulders at the end. Gather all of that information, and once the students have completed the actor's toolbox with the music, stop the music and say the following. We're going to try again. And this time, I'm not just going to be looking to see if you sign the contract. I'm going to be looking to see how you sign the contract. And I'll be looking for three things. Calm, focus, and balance. Let me explain. Calm is about your body. Because you could sign the contract like this, wiggling and dancing all around. You're still signing it, but your body's not calm. This is calm. Demonstrate signing the contract with a calm body. Calm body. I'm also going to be looking for focus. Focus is about your mind. Because you could sign the contract like this, looking all around the circle while you sign it. That's not focused. That's focused on everybody else except yourself. This is focused. Sign the contract and demonstrate how you're looking straight forward and at nobody else. Calm body, focused mind, and balanced emotions. You could sign the contract like this. Sign the contract and show a disturbed, mean face with lots of attitude. That's not balanced. That has a lot of attitude. You're angry. That won't help our team. You could also sign the contract like this. Demonstrate signing the contract and show that you are about to laugh out loud. You're smiling and on the verge of exploding in laughter. This is not balanced either. You're about to laugh out loud. That's not going to help our team. This is balanced. Demonstrate signing the contract. Your face is neutral. You're not angry or smiling. I'm looking to see who is strong enough to sign the contract with calm, focus, and balance. Let's try again and see. As the students sign the contract, again watch for concerning behaviors. Are they laughing, smiling, not touching? Each time you see one of these concerning behaviors, stop and say, even though most of you are showing me you're strong enough to control your voice, I already hear someone is making the weak choice of talking. Let's stop and try again and see if that person makes a stronger choice. Have the students repeat the actor's toolbox, keeping your eyes on the student who is demonstrating the concerning behavior. Keep stopping and starting over until you have 100% compliance. If a student continues to demonstrate a certain behavior after you've stopped 3 times, ask that student to sit back in a chair so he can watch the strong choices the other team members are making with the actor's toolbox. Remember, the actor's toolbox is a procedure. After you've established the procedure, you should be able to just turn on the music. And students know to find calm, focus, and balance. Circle up and sign the contract without you saying anything. Make sure you look in the accompanying Acting Right publication for further tips about leading the actor's toolbox, reflection questions to ask students, a rubric, and common pitfalls for facilitating this strategy. This concludes the podcast on establishing the procedure for the actor's toolbox.